Okay, real talk. If you ever hear someone say that motherhood is all sunshine and rainbows, on the outside, you might just nod and smile, but in your head, you will be picturing yourself locked in a bathroom with a toddler banging on the door, screaming, "Mom, where are you? I need a snack." Yeah. That's the real motherhood experience. Sunshine and rainbows? More like tantrums and mystery stains. Welcome to Mom's Time Out, where we get real and we get honest about motherhood. I'm your host, Heather, a mom of three kids, a dance teacher turned wellness advocate. A cat fanatic because I have four, but also two dogs because, you know, to stay balanced. Because I guess three kids wasn't enough. Make sure you follow me on my socials at Your Honest Mom Friend and subscribe to the Mom's Time Out Podcast YouTube channel, or you can stream on Spotify. Today's episode is all about the reality check that no one's really talking about. Motherhood is not sunshine and rainbows. You know those Pinterest perfect moments? Yeah, they don't show you the tantrums, the mess, or the everyday battles that you're fighting just to survive. In this episode, we're diving deep into the messy, chaotic, and most of the time, not sometimes, overwhelming parts of motherhood. I'll be sharing why it's okay to feel frustrated. Why the perfect mom myth is toxic, and how to embrace the chaos without feeling like you're failing. Stick around because this one's gonna get real and maybe even a little cathartic. If you're here, I know you have a lot on your plate, whether you're up all night with a newborn, chasing a toddler or multiple toddlers around, helping your school-age kids with homework, or trying to keep things together with your grown kids. You're doing it all, and I see you. This space is for every mom, no matter where you are in this wild ride of motherhood. Keeping it real here. No sugarcoating, just straight up honest. Before we dive in, I want to take a moment to bring attention to the chaos that is happening in the world right now. And this is not a battle of what side of it you're on, because no matter where your stance is, it can all feel really overwhelming, right? Every day there's something new, something heavy, something that makes us feel like we're losing control. And in the middle of all this, motherhood can feel even more isolating. But here's the truth. We don't have to fight against each other. We need to fight for each other. As women and moms, we have a very unique opportunity to come together, to lift each other up and remind each other that we are not alone in all of this. Motherhood is fucking hard enough as it is. And the more we can build community, the more we can navigate this chaos together. I am here to create a safe space for moms of all seasons of motherhood. Space where you can find support, perspective, compassion, laughter, and healing. Because together, we're stronger and we can weather any storm. So let's dive in. You know how sometimes you're scrolling through social media and you see those posts that make other moms look like they have it all together? You know, their house is spotless, their kids are smiling, and they're posting for pictures of these perfect moments. And meanwhile, you're over here in the middle of a tantrum, laundry piling up, and wondering if you're ever going to sleep again. And where did this thing come from? Yeah, I've been there too. And guess what? That perfect image, yeah, that's not fucking real. It is a captured moment in time. It is setting up the scene the way you want it to before you take the picture. I'm totally guilty of that. So don't forget that you're only seeing what that person on social media is allowing you to see. And we are all struggling with something. But here in this podcast, we speak those mom struggles into existence. Zero perfection here. It's okay to not have it all figured out. You're not supposed to. And it's okay to be messy because life is messy. And oh my God, kids are messy. And look, I'm admittedly a type A with a sprinkle of B mom. So being messy is really hard for me. I don't like it. And I really struggled with it in my earlier years of motherhood. And it was my second kid that really humbled me. And then definitely with the third kid, I was like, fuck it. Whatever happens, happens. I'm too old and too tired for this now. I still don't like being late and frazzled all the time, but I have become a little bit better at accepting the fact that I am one person and I can only do so much on my own. So let that be a reminder for you as well. You are also one person. You may have two hands and a huge heart, but you are still only one human being learning how to navigate the hardest job in the world while also trying to navigate the emotions of a small human you just met. And even if you've known your child for many years now, they still keep changing and making your head spin, so it never ends. Those are just the facts. And somehow, among all of that chaos, that's where the magic happens. Or so I've been told, because I've yet to see any cool magic happen. Okay, enough of that. It's time to talk about the reality of motherhood, the real stuff that no one tells you about. I can give you an example of is this ever going to end moment from every single season up to this point. But I'll start with my current season, which is living with a 5-year-old boy and 2 twin girls. Just last week, I found myself putting out multiple emotional fires between the 3 kids and the chaos of the dogs. The 5-year-old is on a post-school meltdown and wreaking absolute havoc in my living room. Dogs are all wound up from the excitement of the humans coming home, and my 2 twin girls are in a mood, slamming doors and yelling at each other for a reason that I'm unsure of at this moment. My nerves are frazzled from the overstimulation of absolute chaos, and I could feel my patience wearing thin. And I'm just thinking to myself, how is this my fucking life? Never in my fantasy of motherhood, because it was definitely a fantasy in real life, did I imagine it would be like this, that I would become some emotional referee. First of all, I can barely fucking referee my own emotions at 43 years old. In fact, it took me 40 years to start working on myself and learning how to referee my own emotions. And now I'm supposed to referee my own and theirs? So let this be a reminder for you. Every mom is going through their own version of this. It's all part of the ride. Whether you're holding a newborn in the middle of the night or watching your grown kid make mistakes, it's all part of being a mom. And it's okay to feel overwhelmed by it because we're all just trying to figure it out day by day, while also learning to still be a woman. There is no fucking guidebook. Motherhood isn't always those sweet moments we see on Instagram. Sometimes it's sleepless nights with a baby who won't stop crying, or the guilt that comes with working late when you'd rather be at home with your toddler. Sometimes it's fighting over screen time with your school-aged kid or feeling like your teen is slipping away as they get older. It is not always sunshine. Sometimes it's the clouds, it's the rain, and it's the storms that make it feel oh so heavy. But here's the thing, it is okay to feel every single one of those emotions. It does not make you a bad mom. It just makes you real. And for every tough moment, there's always the beauty of watching your child take their first steps, seeing them bring home a school project they worked on so hard, or hearing them tell you that you are their hero because, yes, you really are, even on the hard days. So if you're in a tough season right now, I want you to take a deep breath and know that you are not alone. You are doing great, even when it doesn't feel like it. And I want you to know that this is coming from a woman who did not have these words of wisdom when I was in the thick of it with 2 under 2. And I struggled immensely to survive that newborn and toddler stage. I was not self-aware or emotionally intelligent. And I had a really hard time understanding what I was feeling and why I was feeling it. And now that I'm in a different place in my life, I want to be the person that I didn't get to have in my life in those hard days for you. That is my purpose here with this podcast. You know that perfect mom image we all get stuck in? The one where we think we have to have everything together? Where did that fucking come from? Because I'm going to need you to throw that out the window. Honestly, let that shit go. I really did used to believe that if I wasn't doing everything perfectly, if I wasn't that Pinterest perfect in my meal planning or having some magical picture perfect day, I was somehow failing. But here's what I learned. That image is a fucking lie. We all have those days where we just need to get through it. And that is okay. Whether your house looks like a bomb went off or your kids are living off cereal for dinner, there is no Mom Olympics here. You don't get a gold medal for being perfect, but you do get one for showing up, for loving your kids the best way that you can, and for giving yourself grace on the days where it feels like it's just too much. If you're in a season where everything feels chaotic, because I am, just remember this. You don't have to be perfect. You just need to be there with all of your realness. Because the only competition is yourself. You need not worry about the other people. Be the mom that you want to be. Show up the way that you want to be. What works best for you and your kids. And that's it. All right, let's talk self-care for a second. But here's a twist. Self-care isn't a one-size-fits-all. It looks different depending on where you are in your motherhood journey. Whether you've got a newborn in your arms, a toddler who's constantly on the move, school-age kids navigating social drama, or maybe you're watching your grown kids take flight, you might find yourself feeling like self-care is some far-off dream. But here's the thing. No matter what stage you're in, it is possible to take care of yourself. And it does look different in every season. And that's what I want to break down. If you're holding a baby or chasing after a toddler, your version of self-care looks way different than someone who has school-age kids. You are physically needed 24/7. I mean, you're a walking snack dispenser. You're constantly dodging tantrums, and don't even get me started on the danger zone where toddlers get into. Everything. Dishwashers, remote controls, literally fucking everything. And let's be honest, when you hear someone tell you, it's just a phase, you'll get through it, don't you just want to punch them in the face? Because I did. Yeah, I know it's a phase. But I also knew that right now, I needed more than that reassurance. So let's flip it a bit. Instead of saying things like, it's temporary, how about this? This is hard as hell, but I see you and you're doing your fucking best. Now that feels better, am I right? You don't need someone to tell you that you're exhausted, that your exhaustion will end in a couple of years. What you need to hear is that it's okay to feel exhausted, overwhelmed, and totally unhinged, sometimes or all the time. You are not broken. You're just in the thick of it. And that is normal. Now, if your kids are in school, the physical demands ease up a little, right? But guess what? The emotional and mental load? Yeah, that's just fucking beginning. You're driving to practice, attending every parent-teacher conference, and navigating their social drama that's so much more complicated than when they were toddlers. You're not just running around after them physically, you're also acting as their emotional referee. You know, helping them with their friendships, handling school stress, and being the go-to for every little meltdown. Self-care in this stage might not be about getting a whole day to yourself. It is about finding small moments to reconnect with yourself. Maybe it's stealing 5 minutes before the kids wake up to sit quietly with a cup of coffee, or scheduling in just a few minutes to journal a day. These moments are a lifeline to remind yourself that you do still exist outside of that to-do list and snack request. And if someone tells you, "Oh, honey, just wait. This phase won't last forever," you might just roll your eyes, right? Because yeah, it doesn't always feel like it's going to end. But even though it is a very long road, take those small moments to remind yourself that you're doing okay. And then there's a stage when your kids are grown. Maybe they've left the house, or maybe they're still there, but fully independent. Now you've got more time for yourself, more than you even know what to do with. And it can feel weird, right? You might feel a little lost. After all of these years of being so wrapped up in taking care of everyone else, suddenly you have all of this open space. And maybe you feel unsettled about focusing on yourself. The guilt might creep in. Should I be doing something for them? Or maybe you just feel like you don't even know what makes you happy anymore. You've forgotten what it feels like to have time for you. And that's okay. What you've been through has been intense. And now it's about rediscovering who you are outside of being a mom. Self-care here might look like picking up an old hobby that you haven't had time for in years, scheduling regular dates with your partner, or simply sitting in the quiet of your own home without feeling like you should be doing something. And yes, it might feel a little awkward at first, but it's about finding yourself again. I am not quite at the empty nester stage, but I have talked to enough empty nester moms to know that motherhood doesn't end when the kids leave the nest. Those duties do change, but they're still there. And that's why self-care has to start way before your empty nest stage. You've got to implement it throughout your motherhood journey, not just when you have more time on your hands. But if you're in that stage where you've kind of forgotten how to focus on yourself, that's okay too. It is never too late to start. You can begin today just by giving yourself permission to enjoy your time, whether it's grabbing a coffee on your own, spending time with your partner, or rediscovering what you love to do. It's not too late. And hey, even if you're feeling a little lost, just know that starting now does actually make all the difference. So, no matter what stage of motherhood you're in, remember this. You deserve self-care. It does not always have to be this grand thing. Sometimes it's those tiny, quiet moments where you get to reconnect with yourself. And here's the thing. As much as we don't like to hear it, the chaos really isn't going to last forever. Kids grow, seasons change, and you'll find a rhythm that works for you, even if it feels impossible right now. Just keep taking it one day at a time, 1 minute at a time, 1 hour at a time. You've got this, and I believe in you. All right, busy moms, I hope this episode made you feel a little less alone. Motherhood can be so overwhelming, but also beautiful, also hard and messy, all in the same breath. And that is completely normal. Wherever you are in your mom journey, whether you're rocking a baby to sleep, running your kids to soccer practice, or watching your grown kids struggle, I just want you to know that you are doing great. keep going, keep showing up, and keep being real. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with another mom who needs a little encouragement. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. I'll be here next time on Mom's Time Out. Until then, take care of yourself in the mess. And remember, you are not alone. Ooh.